Jesus spent his last evening keeping the feast of the Passover with the 12. The devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot to betray his master. As the meal was being served, Jesus got up and washed the disciples' feet to illustrate the need of spiritual cleansing in the believer's life and to give an example of humility and mutual service. Then Jesus said, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." As they were at table, Jesus said, "I know those I have chosen, but the scripture must be fulfilled." And he quoted one of the Psalms, "He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me." Then, deeply troubled, he declared openly, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." Bewildered and very sad, each of the disciples said to him, "Surely not I." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would have been better for him if he had not been born." With these solemn words, Jesus gave a last and serious warning to the disciple who had planned to betray him. One of the 12, John, the beloved disciple, was at table next to the Lord. So Simon Peter motioned to him and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, John asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping a piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. This was the Lord's last appeal to the traitor's conscience, but it was already too late, for as soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. He said to Jesus, "Surely not I, Rabbi." "Yes," the Lord answered, "it is you. What you are about to do, do it quickly." The other disciples did not understand why the Lord said this to him, but since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast, or to give something to the poor. So when Judas had taken the bread, he went out into the night. Then, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it, all of you." In this way, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper as an ordinance to commemorate his death as the true Paschal Lamb of God, fulfilling and replacing the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament. The broken bread stood for the Savior's body, which would be offered up to God through suffering and death. The wine, symbol of his blood, would be shed as a ransom for all believers. The Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion, instituted that night, is a memorial intended to remind believers everywhere of the Lord's atoning death when he took the place of sinners under God's wrath and judgment. The blood of Christ seals the new covenant of grace for all those who receive him as Savior, just as the blood of the Passover lamb sealed the old covenant for the Israelites under Moses. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of my Father." These words spoke of future events, as Jesus looked forward to the glorious day of his second advent, when all the redeemed would be with him in the kingdom. But for now, great temptations and trials of faith awaited the disciples. Turning to Simon Peter, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you turn back to me, strengthen your brothers." "Lord," Peter replied, "I am ready to go with you to prison or to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows today, you will deny 3 times that you know me." Next episode, the Lord's last teaching to his disciples.